You ready?
Yep.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Tuesday, February 11th meeting of the Senate Committee on Rules. And as you can see, we don't currently have a quorum. Senator Beyer is here, so we will start as a subcommittee, and then I think shortly we'll be joined by the other members. Just to let you know how we do this here, we'll be calling you forward either individually as a group, if there's more than one person appointed to the board or commission that you're appointed to. I'll ask you to tell us a little bit about your background and why you'd like to serve on that particular board or commission, and then we'll open it up for questions. You don't need to tell us your whole life story, but just what you think would be relevant to this appointment, and we then we'll just listen to you, and if the members have any questions, we'll ask them. And then at the end of the hearing, we'll be acting by voting on a motion to send all of your appointments to the floor for consideration for the full Senate. So that's the drill. After you've had your turn, you're welcome to stay around, but you don't need to. Okay, and let's get started. I think we do have someone on the phone, and so I'll begin by opening a public hearing on the appointment of Michael Thorne to the Board of Trustees of Oregon State University. Hi, is this Mike Thorne?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Diane Rosenbaum, Senator and Chair of the Senate Committee on Rules, and with me is Senator Lee Beyer. And we have just opened a hearing on your appointment to the Board of Trustees of Oregon State University, and we would love to hear a little about your background, although I think some of us know you. But we would love to hear a little about your background and why you would like to serve on the OSU board.
Well, thank you, first of all, Senator and Chair of and members for accommodating a schedule. I didn't realize two things could come together at the same time, and I'm finishing up a board meeting in Portland. So your willingness to conduct a hearing by telephone, I certainly appreciate. To begin to respond to your question, or questions, if you will, you had mentioned some of us know each other from the past. I would start by saying for most of my life I've had a strong interest in public service. That probably prompted me to run for the legislature. And so there's a long history here of interest in our state, where it's going, and how we can best serve our constituents and the citizens. I'm particularly excited about what you folks have done, actually, to address what I recognize to be a challenging problem in how do you finance higher education. And I want to commend the legislature for taking the initiative to establish a separate governance, which then puts more of the responsibility in the hands of the major universities in the state of Oregon to deal with the challenges that they face trying to meet their mission and provide for opportunity for people going forward, but secondly, recognizing the funding challenges that you at the legislative level deal with. This is a great way to put responsibility where hopefully it can assist both entities in accomplishing a better future. I had the pleasure of being on the first board of OHSU. And I recall from my past some of the struggles in providing support financially through the general fund of the state of Oregon, and now look at the progress that's been made as a result of its efforts. And it seems to me that there's a pattern here that maybe we can apply toward higher education. In addition to that, I come from a farm, ranch background in eastern Oregon. I have a great appreciation for the importance of Oregon State in particular to the rural communities. Its forestry degree is well known. Its agricultural programs are well known. And I also recognize that the challenge in providing financial support to continue that is a challenge also. So basically, the interest stems from a long-standing interest I've had, both from my background and an interest in public service. And then, again, want to commend the legislature for the initiative you folks have taken to provide hopefully a solution to some of the challenges you face. So it's an exciting new opportunity, unlike maybe an appointment to an existing board or commission where there's a long track record of activity. So I'm excited to do what I can, do the best I can to serve both the university as well as accomplish what the legislature had intended when it created the separation.
Great. Well, thank you for being willing to take this on. As you know, we appointed quite a few people already, and I think you will be the full complement, and you'll be a great addition to this board. While you were talking, we have been joined by our Vice Chair, Senator Ted Ferrioli. Mike Thorne is on the phone, Senator.
Mr. Thorne.
And so, members, did you have any questions? Okay. It looks like everybody is totally... has no questions. You've answered them all. So. Or it's too early in the morning. I don't know which. And did you say that you're, there's a meeting of the board that you're being appointed to going on, or another board?
No, unfortunately, the conflict for today, I'm on another board. This is actually my last full meeting for the board. It's StanCorp Financial, which is based in Portland. And I really... didn't want to miss it if all possible, so your willingness to accommodate your hearing and allow me to communicate with you by telephone is greatly appreciated. So I'll be leaving the Standard Board officially in May and have hopefully a full time and responsibility to give to the Oregon State University Board of Trustees.
Great. Well, we're glad to be able to accommodate your schedule, so we'll let you go. Have a good day, and we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of this hearing.
Thank you very much, and have a good day, members.
Okay, I'll close that public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Dr. Nathalie Johnson to the Trust for Cultural Development Board. She'll be joining us by telephone as well. Hi, is this Dr. Nathalie Johnson?
Yes, it is.
Good morning. This is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, an old friend on the line. And I'm chair of the Senate Committee on Rules. Sitting here in Salem with me is our Vice Chair, Senator Ted Ferrioli, and as well as Senator Lee Beyer. And we've just opened a hearing on your appointment to the Trust for Cultural Development Board. So we would love to hear a little about your background and why you'd like to serve on this board.
Well, I'm a surgical oncologist, but growing up, I was very involved with the arts in the Virgin Islands, which is where I'm originally from. I've been in Oregon for 20 years, and have an interest in the arts and making sure that there's access to that. As a child, my mom actually grew up, her parents were just reached second and third grade in terms of their educational level, and she wanted to be in the arts and to take voice and piano, and those were all things that her parents couldn't do for her. So when we were growing up, it were things that she made sure that we had access to. So I remember going to plays and how much importance, my mom instilled in us that it was opened your horizons and broadened your view of the world if you were able to participate in that. So I realize, I think, how important that is. So I would love to serve on the trust, I think, for that reason.
Great. Well, we're glad that you're willing to take this on in addition to all of your other duties. And for members who don't know Dr. Johnson or people in the audience, she really is one of the leading breast cancer experts in the state of Oregon and has come down repeatedly to the legislature and testified on some of our women's health legislation. So I'm really was interested to hear that you've got the interest in theater and all that too, because I know how busy you are, and it's great that you're doing this. I think, didn't you serve on the medical board for a while too?
I did serve on the medical board for 6 years.
Great. Okay, any questions for Dr. Johnson? Okay, it looks like we don't have any questions for you, so it's great hearing your voice, and
we'll
act on your appointment at the close of today's hearing, so we'll let you go about your duties.
Thank you so much.
Good, take care.
Take care.
And I'll close the public hearing, and next we'll open a public hearing on the appointments of John Cheryl Hedervig and John Steffens to the State Apprenticeship and Training Council. They'll both be joining us by phone, and I think we're going to start with Cheryl Hedervig. John, okay, we're going to start with John Steffens. Hi, is this John Steffens?
Yes.
Hi, John. This is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Committee on Rules, and here with me is Vice Chair Ted Ferrioli and our other member, Senator Lee Beyer. We've just opened a hearing on your appointment to the State Apprenticeship and Training Council. What we'd like to hear is a little bit about your background and why you'd like to serve on the council.
Well, thank you, and good morning, Chair Rosenbaum and Vice Chair Ferrioli. Members of the committee, I appreciate you taking the time to do this by telephone conference. I have another meeting in Portland, and I have to then fly out of state for another conference, so I really appreciate your time this morning. I've been selected for appointment to the Oregon State Apprenticeship and Training Council. And, you know, throughout my 42 years as a carpenter, you know, I've been involved with apprenticeship and training. As an apprentice, instructor, secretary, and chairs of joint apprenticeship and training committees, trustee for apprenticeship and training programs, now an administrator. I would like to ensure that apprenticeship, pre-apprenticeships, and any type of form or training that is relevant to having Oregon continue, you know, its proven path of excellence, especially in the technical education arena. I've been the training director here at the Pacific Northwest Carpenters Institute for 10 years. The PNCI, as we call it, is one of the largest apprenticeship programs in the state. And I have seen, you know, over the years how well that our apprenticeship division through Boley works. And I have worked with them. I know that I can bring to the council, you know, my experience, dedication, you know, and a willingness to find new avenues that will help serve for the betterment of our council, Boley's apprenticeship division, and the citizens of Oregon. I've always looked to resolve issues with a win-win type attitude, ask the questions that need to be asked, and whatever, you know, is before me, I want to make sure it's done right. I feel that's important as far as a public entity, that we serve the citizens and serve them to the best of our abilities. And it'd be an honor to serve on this committee, and a pleasure. Thank you, and if there's some questions, I'd be more than happy to entertain any.
Great. Well, thank you for your willingness to serve. And while you were talking, we've been joined by Senator Jenny Burdick, another one of our members. Members, did you have any questions? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, John, so we will let you go. And we have another person being appointed to the same board, but she's also going to be joining us by phone. So we'll just wish you a good day, and we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of the hearing today.
Thank you, Chair.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Hi, is this Cheryl Hedervig?
Yes, it is.
Good morning. This is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Committee on Rules. And here in our hearing room, I'm joined by our Vice Chair, Senator Ted Ferrioli, as well as Senators Jenny Burdick and Senator Lee Beyer. We have opened a hearing on your appointment to the State Apprenticeship and Training Council. And what we'd like to hear from you just very briefly is a little about your background and why you'd like to serve on the council.
Okay. I have about 16 years of experience in human resources, mainly in employee relations and labor relations. And I currently work for Portland Mechanical Contractors, who is a registered training agent for both UA Local 290 as well as Local 16 Sheet Metal Union. And in addition to that, I serve on the UA 290 JATC as a trustee, and I feel that my background as well as my direct involvement in the industry, in particular with apprenticeships, would serve the committee and our industry well.
Great. Okay, well, thank you for being willing to serve on this important council. And members, did you have any questions? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of the hearing today. And thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointments of Jillian Kelly and Eric Nicely, who's going to be joining us by phone, and then Christine Zentz. So Jillian and Christine, if you'd both like to come forward. Good morning and welcome to the Senate Committee on Rules. You're our first actual live in the hearing appointees this morning. So I think we're getting Eric on the phone right now, and we'll hear from the two of you first. So. Hi, is this Eric Nicely?
It is.
Good morning. This is State Senator Diane Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Committee on Rules, and we've just opened a public hearing on your appointment and the appointments of Jillian Kelly and Christine Zentz to the Alcohol and Drug Policy Commission, and they are both here in the room with us, so we'll hear from them first, and then we'll go to you. So just hold on.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead, whoever wants to go first, introduce yourself. Tell us a little about your background and why you'd like to serve on the Drug and Alcohol Policy Commission.
Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum and other senators. My name is Christine Sens. Thank you for having me here today. I actually have been working in healthcare for roughly 20 years, almost completely within Medicaid and underprivileged populations. And I think one of the things I've seen in our system or systems is that we have lots of systems and they don't do a very good job of always talking to each other and coordinating for people who need services. You know, there's disconnects between the behavioral health system and the shelter system and the law enforcement and the healthcare system. And they don't talk to each other very often. And I think people fall through the cracks because of that, and I think particularly as you talk around drug and alcohol policy and addiction issues, continuity among those services is very, very important. And so I really appreciate the fact that the state has a commission that is multidisciplinary, and that we have people from, you know, all the systems coming together to try to work on these issues together and speak together about their own concerns and issues. So I think it's very important work, and I'd be very honored to be a part of it.
Thank you. Well, we're glad you're willing to take it on. And Jillian?
Good morning. Thanks, Chair Rosenbaum and senators. I am currently a counselor at the...
Could you just say your name so we get it on our tape here?
Oh, yeah. My name is Jillian Kelly, and I'm a person in long-term recovery myself, so I have a very passionate personal interest in serving. And I currently am a counselor at the Women's Volunteers of America Residential Center. I'm working on a degree in social work, and I feel very passionate about the therapeutic aspect of addiction and recovery and feel like I have a lot of relevant personal experience.
Great. Well, this is and the spot that you're filling is specifically for somebody who has experience with addiction themselves, and so we're really glad. I think we've heard from you, read your story, and really glad that you're willing to fulfill this important spot. And now on the phone we have Eric Nicely. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name, Eric, but please go ahead and tell us a little about yourself and why you'd like to serve.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Eric Nicely, Wasco County District Attorney. I've been a prosecutor now for just about 18 years. I've been involved in and started our local drug court in Wasco County and been prosecuting cases involving drugs and alcohol for all that time. That's an important committee, and I think the participation of one of the district attorneys is a critical piece in terms of balancing the committee, and I'm ready and willing to step forward and do that.
Great. Well, we appreciate your willingness to do this in addition to all your other busy and important duties. Any questions for any of these good folks? Okay, no questions, so we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of the hearing today, and thank you for being here.
Thanks for letting me testify by phone.
Great, you take care.
Bye.
And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Nels Havas to the State Board of Denture Technology. And once again, I apologize. I probably butchered your name. But
that's fine. Everybody does. Thank you for having me here this morning, Senator Chair Rosenbaum and other senators. My name is Nels Bass, and I'm born and raised in Eugene, Oregon, and currently a denturist. I have been for 8 years in the state of Oregon. I serve on the Oregon State Denturist Association Board of Directors and have for most of that time, about 8 years. And I am currently the chair of the Conference and Continuing Education Committee for the Board of the Oregon State Denturist Association. I appreciate your considering me for this position, and I look forward to serving with the other members of the Board of Denture Technology for the state and continuing to try and grow and protect the population that is currently partially or fully edentulous and through what we do as denturists. And thank you for your time.
Thank you for being willing to serve.
Sure.
Any questions? Okay, I guess we don't have any, so thank you.
Thank you.
And I'll close the public hearing. And I'm going to start telling you guys who's up next so you'll be ready, because you probably don't have the same list that I have up here. So I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Monica Enan to the Oregon Growth Board. And then next, after we hear from her, we'll hear from Frank Toda. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators. I'm really happy to be here, so thank you for the opportunity. My name is Monica Enand, and I've lived in Portland for 20 years, and I was recruited here by Intel 20 years ago. So I've been in high tech all of that time. And for the last 10 years, I've spent really thinking about and working on how to start and grow companies in Oregon, and I've been working on my own company for the last 6 years. And I've always thought about how to serve. And it's been a long, I've thought a lot about creating an ecosystem, a self-sustaining ecosystem for job creation and wealth creation that's been done in other places. And there's so many great things happening here in Oregon, so I'm excited to be a part of it. And serving on the Oregon Growth Board really is kind of the intersection between what I've spent a lot of time thinking about for my personal career and what I believe is important for Oregon and can have a lot of impact on the state. So this opportunity for me is really uniquely exciting way for me to serve and be part of that creation of that ecosystem.
Great. Well, thank you for being willing to serve. It's an extremely important board. Any questions? Okay. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Frank Toda to the OHSU Board of Directors. And after we hear from Mr. Toda, we'll be calling Thomas Smith and Lisa Watson. So please be ready. Go ahead. Have a seat. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee. And if you could please just introduce yourself for the record. Tell us a little about your background and why you'd like to serve on the OHSU board.
Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum and members of the Senate Rules Committee. It's a pleasure to be here. For the record, my name is Dr. Frank Toda. I am current president of Columbia Gorge Community College in Dalles, Oregon. I'm here today to respectfully request your consideration and confirmation as a new member of the Oregon Health Sciences University Board. I'm here today because I have a passion for healthcare and education. I have spent a lot of time thinking about the connection between education and healthcare and the difference that it can make in the communities we serve. I'm here today because I have a focus on rural communities and a challenge that rural communities face with both education and health care. And finally, I'm here today because I want to make a difference. I believe that I bring a lot of tools to the table. I have a long relationship with education, healthcare, community development, and most importantly, Oregon Health Sciences University and their history of supporting rural areas like the Columbia Gorge. Again, I want to make a difference to the communities I serve, and it's a great honor to be here today, and I appreciate the consideration. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. It is an important board, and it sounds like you already have a lot of busy activities in your professional capacity, so it's great that you're willing to add one more.
Well, it's a great honor to be here, Madam Chair.
And any questions? Thank you. Okay, thank you, and we'll let you go, and we'll act on your appointment along with all the others at the close of the hearing today.
Thank you.
I'll close the public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointments of Thomas Smith and Lisa Watson to the Oregon Health Policy Board. And as they're coming forward, our next appointee will be Julie Grossman. Okay, welcome to the Senate Rules Committee, and I think by now you know the drill, so please go ahead.
Good morning, Chair Burdick and Senators. My name is Lisa Watson, and I own a small business called Cupcake Jones in Portland, Oregon, and I'm also a lifelong Portland native. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak with you this morning, and I'm interested in serving on the Oregon Health Policy Board because I'm passionate about affordable, quality health care for Oregonians. As a small business owner, my husband and I have made a lot of tough decisions about how to invest in our business, and one of those investments has been in making sure our employees all have access to health care. We've paid for most of their insurance or all of their insurance since we opened. So we're very proud of that decision and would like to just continue to provide that perspective and this opportunity to serve on this board. We think it's a unique perspective for small business owners of our size. So thank you very much.
Great. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and members of the Senate Rules Committee. My name is Thomas Smith. I actually go by Zeke, and I'm from Portland. It's an honor to be in front of you here today. I've spent much of the last 20 years of my life working in primarily education and youth development in the Portland metropolitan area. In doing that, my focus has been, for the most part, working in communities of color and working in communities that are impacted by poverty to try to help those young people gain the skills to be successful as they move forward. In that work, it is clear that you can't just tackle that issue from one perspective. So while much of my experience has been working from an educational perspective, the ability to have an impact on issues like health and workforce development matters as well in terms of the work there. I currently work at the United Way of the Columbia Willamette. And it's been a great opportunity to be able to bring those different approaches together, thinking about healthcare, thinking about workforce development, thinking about education. It's also a unique position to be able to bring both authentic community voice and business perspective together as we take into account the interests of our donors from the private sector. I look to be able to bring those same perspectives to the table in this work with the Oregon Health Policy Board. I believe strongly in the idea that we have responsibility to ensure that all Oregonians have effective health and health care, and in particular that we're focused on thinking about that for communities where the inequities are greatest. So look forward to doing that. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you both for your willingness to serve on this very important board. Any questions for these good folks? Well, somebody has to ask you before you go about, I'm familiar with your cupcakes, and they're really good.
Thank you.
As well as all the things that you do in the community.
Oh, thank you.
Is there a connection between cupcakes and health?
Well, I don't think I should answer that question. I'm sure there's a direct relationship between the two, yes.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Julie Grossman to the Lane Transit District Board. And after we hear from her, we'll be calling Eric Fanning. Good Good morning and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators. It is an honor to be here today as a nominee for the Lane Transit District Board of Directors. My name is Julie Grossman from Eugene, Oregon, and I am seeking appointment to this position because I have been engaged very deeply and passionately in the Envision Eugene process for the last few years, and I want to continue to be engaged in how we decide to grow in our community and how we strengthen our economy, how we protect our natural resources, and how we maximize social equity, and ultimately how we create vibrant, livable communities or neighborhoods throughout our community. So how we choose to figure out how to get people from where they live to where they work to where they play and all of the stops in between is just integral to all of these benchmarks of a successful community. So I want to continue to be a leader in that conversation in my community, and I appreciate your consideration of this appointment. I look forward to serving. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. Any questions? Okay, it looks like you've answered them all, so thanks again for being here today and for your willingness to serve. And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Eric Fanning to the Mechanical Board. Good morning.
Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum.
Welcome to the Senate Rules
Senators.
Committee. And please go ahead.
For the record, my name is Eric Fanning. I'm from Portland, Oregon. I would like to thank you for your consideration of my nomination to the State of Oregon Mechanical Board. I have over 20 years experience in the field of HVAC installation, service, and repair. I sincerely appreciate this nomination, and if allowed to be a board member, to share my experience and knowledge regarding issues that come before the state of Oregon Mechanical Board for the protection of the stakeholders of this wonderful state. I know it's brief.
Oh, that's great. We love brevity here.
I would be happy to take any questions.
Great. Thank you. Any questions? Okay. Well, thanks again for being here in person. Thank you for being willing to serve on the Mechanical Board. And we'll be acting on your appointment at the end of the hearing today.
Thank you very much. That was easier than I thought it was going to be.
I know. We're pretty nice here. Okay, I'll close the public hearing. And next, I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Dr. Kelly Gubler to the Oregon Medical Board. She'll be joining us by phone. He will be joining us by phone. Hi, is this Dr. Kelly Gubler?
It is.
Good morning. This is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules Committee, and here with me are our Vice Chair, Senator Ted Ferrioli, as well as Senator Lee Beyer, Senator Bruce Starr, and Senator Jenny Burdick. And we've just opened a public hearing on your appointment to the Oregon Medical Board. So what we would like is to hear a little bit from you briefly about your background and why you'd like to serve on the Medical Board.
Yes. First of all, if I could, I'd like to thank the committee for allowing me to testify via telephone. I appreciate that very much. My background is
Doctor, could you please just say your name again for the record?
Yes, it's Kelly Dean Gubler, D.O.
Great. And please go ahead.
And so, my background, starting after completing my bachelor's degree at the University of Utah, I attended the College of Osteopathic Medicine and Surgery in Des Moines, Iowa. On graduation from that institution, I then served a rotating internship in the United States Navy at Bremerton, Washington. The completion of that program, I then served as a student in the Aerospace Medical Institute in Pensacola, Florida, where I was designated a naval flight surgeon, and then served with the Marines for 4 years in that capacity. Following my duty as a flight surgeon, I then underwent surgical training at the Naval Hospital in California, followed by a fellowship in trauma and critical care surgery at the University of Washington. While I was at the University of Washington, I then completed a residency in preventive medicine that went to board certification. and then got my master's of public health. I am certified in general surgery, surgical and surgical critical care, and have maintained those boards since my initial certification. I then completed my service with the United States Navy, retiring in 2001. And in that capacity, I was head of the Division of General Surgery. I was the Director of Surgical Services on the Thousand Bend Hospital receiving ship, the United States, the USS NS Mercy, and then retired and then came to Portland, where I've been the surgical director of ICU and a trauma surgeon, general surgeon practicing in the state. My interest in serving on the board is actually part of a lifelong commitment to quality health care and my personal obligation to be a public servant and try to advance medicine and medical practice within the state of Oregon. I've served on a number of national committees to facilitate my goal in that respect, and that's the reason I have the interest for serving on the Board of Medical Examiners.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your willingness to take this on. Are there any questions for Dr. Gubler? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so we'll let you go, and we'll be acting on your appointment and all the others at the close of the hearing today. Have a good day.
Great. Thank you very much.
And I'll close the public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Lenore Charles to the State Board of Direct Entry Midwifery, and after we hear from her, we'll be calling Jane Woodward and Sirpad Duos. And good morning, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. And thank you for the privilege of being here. My name is Lenore Charles, and I was born in Eastern Oregon, currently live in Dayton. And for the last 30 years, I started out as a labor and delivery nurse. Now I'm a nurse midwife. I've watched the now profession of direct entry midwives form. And I work in a unique practice that includes nurse midwives and direct entry midwives. So I'm learning the issues of both now, which is interesting. I'm excited about the possibility of serving my state in this capacity because one of my biggest values is to make Oregon a safe place for mothers and babies. So thank you for having me here.
Great. Well, thank you for being willing to serve.
Who can argue with that, Madam Chair?
Yes. Not me.
Question?
Okay. Well, thanks again for your willingness to serve. And I'll close the public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointments of Sirpad Duos and Jane Woodward to the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board. And after we hear from them, we'll be calling Gina Carter and Walter Check. Good morning. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Good morning.
And whichever
morning.
Of you wants to go first, please go ahead.
Go ahead.
My name is Jane Woodward. I am a funeral director. Thank you for this opportunity, Senator Chair Rosenbaum and other members of the Senate. I was actually born in New Jersey and moved to Japan as a young child and then settled in Oregon, and I've been here about 40 years, or over 40 years. My experience with funeral service goes way back. Maybe all of us have experienced a loss, but I seem to have been drawn into this. I believe my job as a funeral director is more or less a ministry. And anyway, it would be an honor to serve on the board because I believe that the effectiveness of the Mortuary and Cemetery Board is very important, and this board works. It offers guidelines and regulations for both services, people who are requiring the services, and those who provide the services. I find that Oregon seems to be on the cutting edge, or it's a forerunner in embracing ideas and traditions, things that are changing in funeral service, such as alkaline hydrolysis. I was involved in the death care consultant setup of that license. So anyway, I believe this would be a great opportunity to continue having Oregon be a part of the cutting edge. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Please go ahead.
Chair Rosenbaum and Senators, my name is Serpa Dewis. I am from Astoria, Oregon, and I have worked in the public sector serving the residents of Clatsop County, working for the county in a variety of duties, including property management and the care of the Pioneer Cemetery on Clatsop Plains. It is a small cemetery, but very unique. And my family came from Finland. My parents brought five of us children here and seven suitcases. And now when we get together, there's more than 35 of us at family get-togethers. And we have grown a lot, but we have also seen some losses. And I have served on a variety of boards and teams, and I truly believe in public service and volunteering. And I would be honored to serve on this board. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you for taking it on. Are there any questions for either of these good folks? Okay, thanks again, and we'll let you go. I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointments of Gina Carter and Walter Check to the Ocean Policy Advisory Council, and our next person will be on the phone. Great, welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and other senators of the panel. My name is Gina Carter. I currently reside in Portland, Oregon, Senate District 18. I want to thank you for the opportunity to address the Senate Rules Committee as a nominee for the statewide conservation seat of the Ocean Policy Advisory Council. As you're aware, OPAC addresses many marine policy issues, including most recently marine reserves and the Territorial Sea Plan. I'm excited about the opportunity to contribute to discussions like these and to bring to bear my 18 years of experience in ocean and marine policy. I think I have a particular expertise that will be valuable to OPAC related to Oregon's ocean ecology and its future development, and I also have an ability to look for creative and collaborative solutions to problems. Currently, I'm employed by the Nature Conservancy, where I serve as the Marine and Coast Director, and I oversee our work on science, habitat restoration, protection, and in my personal life, I enjoy recreational fishing, boating, and I have an 18-month-old daughter, so I have many, many reasons to enjoy and love Oregon's coast. So selected by you all to advance, I very much look forward to applying my policy experience and background for the conservation of Oregon's ocean issues. And again, thank you. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. I think we'll hold questions till we've heard from both of you.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators Beyer, Burdick, Feroli, and Starr. My name is Walter Chuck from Newport, Oregon. I'm a 16-year Oregon resident. I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to address this committee today. I'm the father of two and have an outdoorsman and an active volunteer in my community. I also operate two small water plants on the coast of Oregon, serving two small municipalities. I'm appearing as a nominee for the position on the Ocean Policy Advisory Council, representing ports, marine transportation, or navigation. I'm an elected commissioner of the Port of Newport and current chair of the Oregon Coastal Zone Management Association. I feel that I would be a good person for this position because of my past experiences and involvement with topics that OPAC have and will continue to address, such as wave, renewable energy, marine spatial planning, and other ocean issues. My position as a port commissioner also gives me background and knowledge of the needs of marine transportation, other vessels, such as dredging, harbor maintenance, and shipping lanes. I also look forward to learning about and addressing new issues that will be brought before OPAC. During my time as a port commissioner and participating in other processes, I have learned that it is important not only to do a good job, but to also listen, learn, and respect others involved, their positions and opinions. I will bring this mindset to the table if I am selected. I would consider it a privilege and honor to be allowed to serve the state of Oregon as a member of the Ocean Policy Advisory Council. Thank you again for the opportunity to appear before you this morning. Any questions?
Well, thank you both. Are there any questions for these good folks? Okay, I guess you've answered them all, so we'll let you go. And thanks again. I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Lisa Dawson to the State Parks and Recreation Commission. She'll be joining us by phone. Hi, is this Lisa Dawson?
Yes, it is.
Good morning. This is State Senator Diane Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Committee on Rules. Here in Salem with me are our Vice Chair, Senator Ted Farrioli, as well as Senators Lee Beyer, Senator Bruce Starr, and Senator Jenny Burdick. We've just opened a public hearing on your appointment to the State Parks and Recreation Commission. So could you tell us briefly a little about your background and why you'd like to serve on this commission?
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators on the Rules Committee. My name is Lisa Dawson, and I live in Joseph, Oregon, and I appreciate being allowed to attend this hearing via telephone. I'm a nominee for the Oregon Parks and Recreation Commission, and I'm excited about the opportunity to serve on the commission, as it will give me a chance to learn more about Oregon's natural assets and the diversity of the state while providing input on decisions that affect recreational opportunities and historic resources for residents and visitors alike. I'm a native of Oregon and attended elementary and secondary school in Joseph and grew up working on a family farm. My favorite farm job was raising hay. I have a Bachelor of Arts from the University of Puget Sound, where I majored in economics with minors in computer science and mathematics. And one of the early highlights of my professional career was working for the state of Oregon as the volunteer coordinator for the Oregon Pavilion at Expo 86 in Vancouver, British Columbia. Mm-hmm. Since 1989, I have worked for the Northeast Oregon Economic Development District and have served as its executive director for the past 20 years. I'm very attuned to the communities in Baker, Union, and Wallowa counties and know how important state parks are for tourists and residents. Even in this part of the state where there are wide open spaces and abundance of natural resources, state parks are still places that residents use regularly, sometimes daily. I'm honored to be nominated for a position on the commission. If confirmed, I will do my best to consider the impacts of any decision that is brought before me and will seek to find common ground with other commissioners and staff. Again, thank you for the opportunity to attend the hearing via telephone, and I would be happy to answer your questions.
Great, thank you. Are there any questions? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so thank you for your willingness to serve on this commission, and certainly would have been a long way to drive all the way from Joseph, so we're happy to accommodate you. We'll be acting on your appointment at the close of our hearing today. So
thank you.
We'll let you go now and have a good day.
Very well. Goodbye.
And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Michael Wu to the Parole Board. And after we hear from him, we'll be calling Gail Evans. Good morning. Thanks for waiting so patiently. And please tell us a little about your background and why you'd like to serve on the Parole Board.
Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. My name is Michael Wu. I am a resident of West Lynn. I'm honored today to be the nominee for the Board of Parole and Post-Prison Supervision. I've lived in Oregon since I was 13. I'm an attorney. I'm a graduate of Johns Hopkins University and the University of Oregon School of Law. For the last 8 years, I've had the privilege of being a deputy district attorney in Clackamas County, Oregon. I've prosecuted crimes from misdemeanors, DUIs, property crime, drug crime, vehicular homicides, and homicides. I became a prosecutor to serve the public and to help promote community safety. Those are the same reasons I'm seeking nomination to the Parole Board and Board of Post-Prison Supervision. I believe the board plays a central role in promoting community safety, not only making the difficult decisions about who should be paroled and who should not be paroled, but also working with post-prison supervision in enhancing community safety through offender reformation. In my time as a prosecutor, I've worked with law enforcement officers, victims of crimes, judges, defense attorneys, and probation officers. I believe that this experience would be beneficial to the board and bring a unique perspective to the board as well. I look forward to the opportunity to work with the other board members working for greater community safety. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Wu? Okay. Well, thanks for taking this on, and we'll let you go. I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Gail Evans to the Oregon Patient Safety Commission. After we hear from her, we'll be hearing from Margaret Kirkpatrick and Irving Levin, who will be joining us by phone. Good morning. Thanks for waiting so patiently.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum. Good morning, Senators. My name is Gail Evans. I reside in Happy Valley, Oregon, and I work for United Community Credit Union as their Vice President of Human Resources, headquartered in Portland, Oregon. I'm interested in the private purchaser seat on the Oregon Patient Safety Commission today. And the reason for that is that I have been designing and administering employee benefit plans for over 20 years, and I've come to learn that there's only so much a single employer can do. So to help with some of the challenges with the cost of health care, access, and quality. And so I have embraced healthcare transformation in Oregon and the concept of the triple aim, such that I currently chair the Oregon Business Association Health Policy Committee to help address the cost curve. I served on the Oregon Health Improvement Planning Committee that contributed to the Action Plan for Health, Oregon's Action Plan for Health and Public Health. And to round out that triple aim, I would like to serve on the Patient Safety Commission to help with the quality aspect of healthcare transformation. My experience also includes work with different stakeholders in the industry, so insurance and healthcare. So I have some empathy and understanding of their challenges as well. It would be an honor to serve on this committee. I get the big picture, and I definitely do my homework. Thank you for this opportunity to present myself as a candidate.
Great. Well, thank you for your willingness to take this on. And as a member of the United Credit Union from the time it was Oregon Telco Credit Union, I well know what a great job the credit union does, as well as, I'm sure, the work that you do for the employees. So,
thank you, Chair.
Any questions? Okay, thanks. You. Thank you again. We'll be acting on your appointment at the close of the hearing today. Next, I'll open a public hearing on the appointments of Margaret Kirkpatrick and Irving Levin to the Board of Trustees of Portland State University. And Ms. Kirkpatrick is here with us, and we'll be getting Mr. Levin on the phone. Good morning. Is this Irving Levin?
Yes.
Good morning. This is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum. I've just opened a public hearing on your appointment and that of Margaret Kirkpatrick to the PSU board, and we'll hear from her first since she's here with us in the room, and then we'll ask you to tell us a little about your background and why you'd like to serve.
Thank you.
Please go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. My name is Margaret Kirkpatrick, and I currently serve as General Counselor for Northwest Natural Gas in Portland, Oregon. A couple of words about my background. I moved to Oregon in 1978 from the East, and my first two jobs were in this very building, first with Governor Bob Straub, so that gives you some sense of how long I've been around, and secondly, as staff to the House Committee on Environment and Energy. After that, I went to law school, clerked across the street at the Oregon Court of Appeals, spent 20 years in private practice, and I've been at Northwest Natural for the last nine. My involvement in education issues began really fairly recently. About 5 years ago, I took on the chairmanship of the AOI Committee on Education and Workforce, and we have focused on post-secondary education issues in the last several years. I also formed the Joint Task Force on Post-Secondary Education that brought together the leadership of the Oregon Business Association, the Oregon Business Council, the Portland Business Association, and AOI to look at these issues. In terms of why I would like to serve on the PSU Board of Trustees, first, I think kind of goes without saying, the prosperity of the state and the well-being of Oregonians depends on a strong education system, and we have fallen behind, unfortunately, in recent decades, and it's time to change that. The legislature has taken very positive steps the last two sessions in making governance changes to post-secondary education. The challenge now is to implement those changes in a way that causes more good than harm. I see a tremendous potential benefit in independent boards, but I also see a risk, and the risk is that the independent boards will become focused solely on the institutions they serve and fail to see the system as a whole and the necessity of a high-quality statewide system. The result could be survival of the fittest, when what it really needs to be is a system where the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. That's going to require collaboration among the institutions and also with the community colleges, and I'm a strong believer in collaboration. Lastly, why Portland State? Personal reasons. Number one, I have a son-in-law who's currently what they call a MERP. That means he's getting a master's in urban planning at Portland State, and so a strong connection there. Also, my spouse early in his career served as an assistant to President Greg Wolf. That was also many decades ago. But more importantly, Portland State, I think, has a unique role in the education system with its own challenges and opportunities. Portland State currently has tremendous leadership in President Vivelle and his staff, and I've been very impressed with the breadth and quality of the Board of Trustees that I've been asked to join, and so I can just say that I'm very excited about the opportunity to do this. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. Happy to answer any questions.
Great, thank you. And Mr. Levin, please go ahead, tell us a little about your background and why you'd like to serve.
Sure, I've been in...
And could you start by just repeating your name for the record?
Sure, my name is Irving Levin. I've lived in Oregon for about 25 years. I came here to start a company for a big conglomerate. I've been a serial entrepreneur here, started several companies, and now I split my time pretty equally between philanthropic work and working in the entrepreneurial community, mentoring and investing in startup companies and management teams. I have had a long interest in education, specifically in providing access for people who are disadvantaged, and have served on various educational organization boards such as SMART and the PSU Foundation Board, among others, the Children's Institute, and have found that education is the greatest social the greatest tool for social mobility that I could think of. And I think that Portland State has a unique place in that world because of who it serves and its position in Portland and in Oregon, for that matter. I too have been very impressed with the current administration's leadership at Portland State and have watched it evolve over the last 10 years into a wonderful organization, and I'm excited about the opportunity as it steps into a new chapter to be a part of the oversight as Portland State steps forward.
Great. Well, thank you for being willing to serve. I think the two of you will be completing the complement of this board, and it is, I would agree with you, it's a unique opportunity, and certainly Portland State as an urban university is well positioned to help us with everything we're trying to do in terms of economic development and preparing young people and not so young people for the jobs here of the future. So any questions for either of these good folks? Okay. Thank you both, and we'll act on your appointment at the close of the hearing today. Thank you, Mr. Levin, and have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
And I'll close the public hearing and next open a public hearing on the appointment of Shelley Castile to the Psychiatric Security Review Board. And after we hear from her, we'll be calling Susan Gallagher-Smith. Good morning, and thanks for waiting so patiently.
Oh, thank you,
Welcome
Chair Rosenbaum,
Senate Rules
Senators.
Committee.
My name is Shelley Castile. I reside in Portland, Oregon. Currently, I'm a real estate agent. Prior to that, however, I was a child and family psychotherapist working with adjudicated youth, and it would be my honor to be able to use these skills once again in service of my community, and I thank you for your consideration.
Thank you.
Brief.
Well, that was very brief. Okay. Any questions? Okay. Well, thanks again.
Thank you
and
so much.
We'll be acting on your appointment at the close of the hearing today. I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Susan Gallagher-Smith to the State Board of Tax Practitioners, and next will be Susan Morgan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome, and please go ahead.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. My name is Susan Gallagher-Smith. I'm an enrolled agent and a licensed tax consultant, as well as a small business owner in Eugene, Oregon. Oregon, frankly, is a national leader when it comes to mentoring and supporting tax practitioners and the public safety. I'm interested in participating in the board of Oregon practitioners so that we can continue to grow and continue to have that role of leadership throughout the nation. Thank you again.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Okay. Thanks again.
Thanks.
And next we'll call Susan Morgan. I'm opening a public hearing on the appointment of Susan Morgan to the Oregon Transportation Commission. And welcome back to the Capitol. Thank you for waiting so patiently.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and members of the committee. For the record, my name's Susan Morgan. I'm currently a county commissioner down in Douglas County, and as you've said, a recovering state legislator also. And I'm here today for your consideration for an appointment to the Oregon Transportation Commission. Transportation has long been something that I have been very interested in and worked on a lot. I'm currently a member of ODOT's Rail Advisory Committee and also working with a committee that's updating the state rail plan. So looking forward in 20 years into the future and integrating passenger rail into the very important freight rail system. I also sit right now as vice chair of the Southwest Oregon Area Commission on Transportation. And while I was in the legislature, put together a private-public partnership with folks from the five Southwest Oregon counties. And the purpose of that partnership was to use transportation system investments to build a base under job creation and retention in the region. And out of that came the concept of the Port of Coos Bay as being a great economic developer or driver for the whole region that culminated in your body okaying a sizable amount of lottery bonds to go to the port to deal with channel deepening, and also brought the Central Oregon and Pacific Rail Line that was shut down between Coquille and Eugene under the ownership of the Port of Coos Bay. So we've been very active down there. I am very gratified that the governor has nominated me to the Transportation Commission, and I think that the experience that I bring in the legislative arena, in the transportation arena, and as a representative also for rural parts of the state will serve the commission well.
Great. Well, thank you for being willing to travel here and to take this on. Any questions for Commissioner Morgan? And Commissioner Morgan and I started in the same freshman class in the legislature. We were just reminiscing that.
Well, and I was reflecting this morning on the number of arms I twisted that are sitting up there in my ears.
Okay, thanks again. I'll close the public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Patricia Mayfield to the Oregon State Veterinary Medical Examining Board, and she'll be joining us by phone. Is this Patricia Mayfield?
Yes, this is.
Hi, this is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules Committee, and here with me is our Vice Chair, Senator Ted Ferrioli, as well as Senators Lee Beyer and Senator Bruce Starr, and we've just opened a hearing on your appointment to the Veterinary Medical Examining Board, so we'd like to hear a little bit briefly about your background and why you'd like to serve.
Okay,
and
well,
please start by saying,
first I'd like to thank you for the opportunity of doing this by the telephone. You saved me a great amount of stress traveling the roads this morning.
Great, and could you just say your name again for the record?
Yes, my name is Dr. Patty Mayfield, and I reside in Sun River, Oregon. I'd like to thank you for the opportunity. It's a great honor and a privilege to be nominated for the Veterinary Medical Examining Board. A little about myself, I am a native Oregonian. I've been practicing veterinarian for nearly one decade. All the qualities, goals, and aspirations that initially led me to the field of veterinary medicine have also led me to this opportunity, I believe. My wish to be an advocate for the welfare of animals, coupled with my ambition for the knowledge of science and medicine, are still the primary driving forces of the way I practice, and are certainly my highest priorities as a doctor. What I found is obviously that compassion for animals and a love of medicine is a very broad umbrella, and by caring for the outcome and well-being of my patients, I've learned the benefit also reaches the people connected to these pets just effortlessly. So it's no surprise that I'm a tremendous advocate for the human-animal bond and promotion of the quality of the lives of my fellow Oregonians through proficient and compassionate medical practices. So I certainly hope you will consider me as a potential board member. I pledge to always provide an objective, reasonable, and compassionate approach to improving the quality of the lives of my community members by continuing to uphold professionalism within veterinary medicine.
Great. Well, thank you for your willingness to serve. This is obviously the licensing board as well as the disciplinary board for veterinarians, so it's an extremely important position, and we appreciate you being willing to take it on. Any questions for Dr. Mayfield? Okay. Well, thank you very much. Dr. Mayfield will be acting on your appointment at the close of our hearing today, and so we'll let you go and have a good day.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators of the Rules Committee. I greatly appreciate your time and your service. Thank you.
Okay, I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Randy Labby to the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board. And after we hear from him, we'll be hearing from Guy Boileau. Good morning. Thanks for waiting so patiently, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators. It's this is my first public endeavor to serve the public, and so I'm very excited that I've been nominated by the governor. I'm a registered Republican, so it's kind of a special treat. I was educated at Yale University, and I received a master's degree in business at University of Washington, and for the last 32 years, I've been running a family business with approximately 300 employees engaged in flour milling and food service distribution here in Oregon, but throughout the West and Alaska and Hawaii. I have, besides my business career, which has taken a great deal of my time, I've spent a good deal of time in the conservation community in Oregon. I'm a passionate fisherman, and I am really excited about the possibility of giving back to the state in that area. I've worked on boards such as the Freshwater Trust. I was president of the board of the Oregon Water Trust when it was merged with Oregon Trout to create Freshwater Trust, and I've also been involved in the Nature Conservancy, as well as the Oregon Wildlife Heritage Foundation. I spend a great deal of time east of the mountains. My family has a ranch engaged in wheat ranching and cattle in Gilliam County. I have a woodlot in Wallowa County, and I belong to a partnership that farms and hunts upland birds in Malheur County. I have a great commitment to finding balance in conservation work and win-win situations. I've only restricted my involvement as to collaborative organizations that work to try to find a good balance between jobs, natural resource extraction, and conservation. I think OWEB is a very unique model nationally. I would be very excited to serve on their board. Oregon is so blessed with great rivers, and it's exciting the degree to which we've been able to restore habitat and restore rivers in our state. Thank you for your consideration. I look forward to your decision.
Great. Well, thank you for your willingness to serve on this important, in this important position. Did we have any questions? Okay, it looks like you answered them all, so thanks
thank
again.
You.
I'll close the public hearing, and next I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Guy Boileau to the Workers' Compensation Management Labor Advisory Committee. Thanks for waiting so patiently.
You're welcome. Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. Good morning. My name is Guy Boileau, or as I many times say, Guy Boileau, if I want to make good French speakers out of all of you. A little bit about my background. I've been in the workers' compensation arena since 1977. So I've worked for insurance companies as a claims examiner, a claims supervisor, a claims manager, in the voc rehab end of things. I've worked for a third-party claims administrator. I've worked for two self-insured employers, once as a staff lawyer in my current position with Louisiana Pacific, overseeing its workers' comp operations in Canada and the U.S. and South America. So, on a personal note, when I was in my late 20s, I was involved in a pretty seriously disabling motor vehicle accident, which was a workers' compensation claim. So I have a pretty profound understanding of what it's like to be on that end of the system or in that part of the system. I've been aware of MLAC for a very, very long time, but it's really never been a strong consideration for me simply because of time issues. When this opportunity came up and it was presented, I don't have those same time issues. And fortunately, I work for an employer that very strongly endorses this kind of community activity. So given the opportunity, I said I'd be thrilled to do it and see whether I could bring some of my perspective, some of my experiences to that ongoing work comp discussion.
Great. Well, thank you for being willing to serve in one of the management positions on MLEC.
Absolutely.
Any questions?
Thanks so much.
Great. Thanks. I'll close the public hearing, and I think our last two appointments will be by phone. So I'll open a public hearing on the appointment of Joni George to the State Workforce Investment Board. Hi, is this Joni George?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules Committee, and I'm joined by our Vice Chair, Senator Ted Ferrioli. Also here are Senators Bruce Starr and Senator Lee Beyer. And we've just opened a public hearing on your appointment to the State Workforce Investment Board. So if you'd start by just saying your name for the record and then tell us a little about your background and why you'd like to serve.
Okay. First off, thank you. My name is Joni George, and I'm the Chief Cultural Officer and Vice President of Human Resources at Climax Portable Machine Tool. And I'd really like your support in my appointment to the OWIB. I've been very interested in workforce development and also youth, and we have a absolutely outstanding internship program that we have started here in Climax in Newburgh in collaboration with our community. And we have set up a community campus. It has a sustainable return on investment. It's easily replicated in other communities and is actually in use right now, even in other states. And we incorporate advanced training in lean process management along with innovative and breakthrough skill upgrade for lifelong learning. We have created this program where it's a great bridge between what the schools have to offer to our children as well as what the employers need in their workforce. And to date, we've done well over 100 interns, and we expect a 3x ROI out of those interns. They are actually paid for their internship program, and they also have to give back to our community. So they are working on specific projects in our organization. This is not busy work. This is actual work that these kids are learning. We've had 82 interns in here. We've involved 29 schools. We have over 20 partner companies. We get high school or community college credit for it. We get reverse mentoring from the students for our employees here. So we're really bridging those generational gaps. And they bring a very fresh perspective to our organization, and they have helped us improve all of our processes around here, including safety and technology. And we have just really retired the idea that interns just do busy work. They do real work, get hands-on experience that they can use throughout their career and throughout their life.
Great.
And I believe that that's something that our state needs, and I want to help lead that effort.
Okay, well, thank you very much for being willing to serve on the Workforce Investment Board. I've served as a legislative member, and it really is an extremely important board, and I think you'll really enjoy serving on it. Did we have any questions for Ms. George? Okay, I don't see any questions for you, so thank you for joining us, and we'll act on your appointment at the close of our hearing today. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
And next, I'll close that public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointments of Aubrey Benson to the Physical Therapist Licensing Board. And she'll be joining us by phone. Hi, is this Aubrey Benson?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Committee on Rules. And with me is the Vice Chair, Senator Ted Ferrioli, as well as Senators Lee Beyer and Senator Bruce Starr. We've just opened a public hearing on your appointment to the Physical Therapist Licensing Board. What we'd like to hear from you is to have you say your name for the record and then tell us a little about your background and why you'd like to serve on this board.
Okay, good morning. My name is Aubrey Benson, and I have been a physical therapist for over 10 years, almost 11 years now, and I truly love my profession, and I take a lot of pride in my profession, and so by serving on the board, I feel like I'll be able to continue to uphold standards to providing safe care to all my patients and the public, but then also be able to hold all my colleagues responsible for the same high ethics, standards, and compliance. And the board provides an opportunity to be more involved in making sure that the public safety is number one.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Any questions? Okay, it looks like we don't have any questions for you, so thank you for joining us, and we'll be shortly acting on your appointment as a recommendation to the Senate. Thanks again.
Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Okay, members, I will close that public hearing, and that completes all of our hearings. So next we will await Senator Burdick's return, and we will be taking up our motions. So committee will stand at ease for just a moment. Will come back to order. And I'll open a work session and move the following appointments and reappointments to the following boards and commissions to the Senate floor with the recommendation that they be confirmed en bloc. Anthony Biglin, Judith Cushing, Timothy Hartnett, Jillian Kelly, Dennis McCarty, Eric Nisley, Christine Sentz to the Alcohol and Drug Policy Commission, Cheryl Hedervig and John Steffens to the State Apprenticeship and Training Council, Gregory Ito and Patrick Lamb to the Board of Boiler Rules, Gregory Hazarabedian to the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission, Dr. Nathalie Johnson and John Tess to the Trust for Cultural Development Board, Neil Voss to the State Board of Denture Technology, David Fiore to the Oregon Educators Benefit Board, Monica Enan and Adam Zimmerman to the Oregon Growth Board, Frank Toda to the Oregon Health Sciences University Board of Directors, Thomas Smith and Lisa Watson to the Oregon Health Policy Board, Rukaya Adams to the Oregon Investment Council, Julie Grossman to the Lane Transit District Board, David Fredrickson to the State Board of Massage Therapists, Eric Fanning to the Mechanical Board, Kelly Gubler, Michael Mastrangelo, and Shirin Sukumar to the Oregon Medical Board, Lenore Charles to the State Board of Direct Entry Midwifery, Serpa Duos and Jane Woodward to the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board, Gina Carter, Walter Chuck, Scott McMullen, Brad Pettinger, James Pex, and Frank Warrens to the Ocean Policy Advisory Council, Mike Thorne to the Board of Trustees for Oregon State University, Lisa Dawson to the State Parks and Recreation Commission, Michael Wu to the State Board of Parole and Post-Prison Supervision, Gail Evans to the Oregon Patient Safety Commission Board of Directors, Aubrey Benson, Troy Costales, and Carol Sutton to the Physical Therapist Licensing Board, Margaret Kirkpatrick and Irving Levin to the Board of Trustees of Portland State University, Shelley Castile to the Psychiatric Security Review Board, Susan Gallagher-Smith to the State Board of Tax Practitioners, Susan Morgan to the Oregon Transportation Commission, Patricia Mayfield and Colleen Robertson to the Oregon State Veterinary Medical Examining Board, Randy Labby to the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board, Miriam Stephenson to the Commission for Women, Guy Boileau, Paul Goldberg, and Ilana Guinea to the Workers' Compensation Management Labor Advisory, and Johnny George to the State Workforce Investment Board. Is there any discussion on the chair's motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. We do need a carrier for the en bloc motion on the floor, and I know I did this last time, so I know it's not my turn. So do we have a volunteer?
I'd be happy to.
Okay, Senator Starr will carry these on the floor.
You coached me on a couple of these names, though.
Yeah, I know. We'll give you the
practice.
We'll give you the phonetic spelling, which Aaron is very good at. Okay, so do I need to close that work session, open another one? I'll close the work session. And I'll open a work session and move the reappointment of Pat West to the PERS board, to the Senate floor, with the recommendation that he be confirmed. Is there any discussion on the motion? Senator Farioli.
I'll be objecting, Madam Chair. Mr. West and other members of the board, he just happens to be the first one up for reappointment. That gives me the opportunity to point out that the actuarial in advice to the board basically said that 7.54 was probably the most that could be prudently expected as a rate of return on investments for the PERS earnings over time. And the Reform Coalition repeatedly asked for and petitioned the board to lower the rate, the assumed earnings rate, to reduce long-term instability in the PERS fund. The board eventually took action, reducing the long-term rate to 7.75, which you can argue that that's just a basis point and it's academic. The fact of the matter is over 20 years it's billions of dollars potentially. But it seemed imprudent to me to ignore the advice of the actuary. And actually we still have an unfunded $8 billion liability. So, Madam Chair, I will be voting against Mr. West's reappointment. To try to send a message to Mr. West and the rest of the members of the board that we expected more than a symbolic action in reforming the PERS rate we still have a serious problem with PERS. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Ferrioli, for your comments, further discussion. And members, as you know, Mr. West was not required to appear because he was a reappointment. He also was out of the state, I believe. And if you did not see it, Aaron forwarded, I believe he forwarded this to everybody, did he not? A response from Pat West to this question that Senator Ferrioli has posed about why the rate was not reduced further. So he's given a fairly detailed response. This was a unanimous decision by the board. He's clarifying that it was actually a recommendation to use 7.75 as well as an earlier recommendation to have a range between 750 and 775. So I'm just clarifying for the record that he has answered that question. So okay, so I don't see anyone else to talk about this, so we are on a motion. And Zoe, would you please call the roll?
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Senator Beyer?
Aye.
Senator Starr?
No.
No.
Aye. Motion carries, and the chair will carry this on the floor. I'll close the work session. Members, we're not meeting tomorrow. You'll be glad to hear, because we have the revenue forecast, and both Senator Burdick and I need to be there at the exact same time of our meeting, and then we are meeting twice next week. I think we're still finalizing those agendas, but we should have a full agenda both on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Beginning at 8:30.
I'll try to start at 8:30. Right. Okay, with nothing further to come before us, members were adjourned. Nothing further to come before us, members were adjourned.